Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Sri Banerjee, epidemiologist, biostatistician, faculty member. And in this segment, I'm going to be going over another data set that is important to consider in the area of occupational health. Typically there's, in public health, occupational health is often neglected. However, this is a very important area to consider if you're conducting or if you're conducting any sort of research in this area. So as I started off saying, the Centers for Disease Control actually has a data set and it has a couple websites through the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, NIOSH, that is devoted to finding data sets and presenting data sets that have been utilized in previous studies. So in this page website, you have various types of data available. There's advanced manufacturing, and one of these I wanted to show you here is connected with NHIS National Health and Interview Survey. So like I said, there's the National Health and Health Interview Survey. There's two ways that you can get to the NIOSH data set. You can actually go visit the National Health Interview Survey and then curate the data from the larger data set, or you can go in here and let's take a look at all the categories. You have advanced manufacturing, anthropometrics, chronic disease exposure assessment, hazardous drug exposure in healthcare, immune and dermal diseases, injury, infectious diseases, musculoskeletal disorders, PFAS, those are the forever chemicals, hearing loss, reproductive health, respiratory health. So these are all the topics that are in this NIOSH website. One that really piqued my interest was the chronic disease. So this is something that was there in the National Health Interview Survey. When you click on that, there's a description that comes out that tells you what the process was. And what is interesting, I want to bring to your attention, is that NHIS data sets for the years 2007 to 2018 were combined to ensure an adequate sample size to study currently working male minors. And the reason is sometimes there's just not the adequate data set, adequate sample size that you need. And so you have to add multiple years. This described the NHIS. I won't go over that. What is also interesting is that the data set for this study is actually already put together. So when you're looking at, this will take a little bit of time to load. When you're looking at NHIS, this has already been put together for you. So there's not much work that you have to do to put these together. Or you can just go to the data set and create these. So not only do you have the actual data set, you also have the data dictionary, and the data dictionary will tell you what each of these variables mean. So this is one example of where this is coming from. You can look at other examples, click on this website and look at any of the topic areas and see if this corresponds to something that you may be interested in. Typically, there is a lot of studies that you can conduct from data that has already been collected. I honestly don't see any reason that people should be collecting primary data necessarily, because there's this data is ubiquitous, data is everywhere, and there's so many studies still to be written from the data that exists out there that there's really no reason to be collecting something else, unless there's something absolutely rare that you haven't figured out yet. I hope this has made some sense. Thank you for listening.